Hello and welcome to this week's edition of HealthBeat, Chiropractic Online Today's health news and informational podcast. In this week's news we'll be looking at biopsychosocial aspect of chronic pain, and finally a story about self-reported low back pain and radiographic lumbar disc degeneration. For HealthBeat, this is Dr. Todd Eglow. Welcome to HealthBeat podcast number 610, recorded October 27th, 2017. HealthBeat is Chiropractic Online Today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by Da Vinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the Da Vinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat, all in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Eglow, feel free to surf to twitter.com/teglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news. Chronic pain can be best understood from a biopsychosocial perspective, through which pain is viewed as a complex, multifaceted experience emerging from the dynamic interplay of a patient's psychological state, thoughts, emotions, behaviors, and sociocultural influences. A biopsychosocial perspective focuses on viewing chronic pain as an illness rather than a disease, thus recognizing that it is a subjective experience and that treatment approaches are aimed at the management rather than the cure of chronic pain. Current psychological approaches of the management of chronic pain include interventions that aim to achieve increased self-management, behavioral change, and cognitive change rather than directly eliminate the locus of pain. Benefits of including psychological treatments in multidisciplinary approaches to the management of chronic pain include, but are not limited to, increased self-management of pain, improved pain coping resources, reduced pain-related disability, and reduced emotional distress. Improvements that are affected via a variety of effective self-regulatory, behavioral, and cognitive techniques. Through implementation of these changes, psychologists can effectively help patients feel more in command of their pain control and enable them to live as normal a life as possible despite pain. Moreover, the skills learned through psychological interventions empower and enable patients to become active participants in the management of their illness and instill valuable skills that patients can employ throughout their lives. As always, discuss all health-related issues, particularly looking at causes of spinal pain, with your doctor of chiropractic. Surf to our show notes for links. Low back pain is very common and the main cause of activity limitations and work absence throughout the world. Although lumbar disc degeneration is suggested as a cause of low back pain, this association remains debatable. Therefore, a recent study published in the journal Spine assessed the association between the radiographic features of lumbar disc degeneration and the presence of self-reported low back pain, low back pain persisting longer than 3 months, the perceived severity of low back pain, and presence of neuropathic pain. Previous literature suggests an association between low back pain and both the lumbar disc degeneration definitions, osteophytes, and disc space narrowing. There are no studies that have explored the association between lumbar disc degeneration and neuropathic pain. Associations between the radiographic lumbar disc degeneration using two definitions, i.e. osteophytes and disc space narrowing, versus the presence of low back pain greater than 3 months, severe low back pain, and neuropathic pain, were analyzed with logistic regression models. The conclusion of this study shows the presence of an association between disc space narrowing, whereas no association was found between osteophytes and low back pain. The authors of the study stated that they are the first to report an association between disc space narrowing and neuropathic pain. Surf to our show notes for links.
As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's Health Beat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional. Thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in Health Beat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at podcastalley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our Health Beat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support such as yours via our PayPal link does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com.
Finally, I leave you with the following quote. Develop an attitude of gratitude. Say thank you to everyone you meet for everything they do for you. For Chiropractic Online, today's Health Beat, this has been Dr. Todd Eglow.